Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1242, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. In the writing is shir number 394. Okay, we are basically finishing up the Halachos of Shinui Makom, another interesting case which comes up. Again, something which we spoke about a long time ago, all the way in the beginning of Shinui Makom, in reference to the Shivas Aminim, when somebody's eating the Shivas Aminim. Let's say, for example, grapes, right? Somebody's eating grapes. It could be pomegranates, but grapes is something which people eat all the time. People eat grapes. Some of the other Shivas Aminim might not be items which are eaten too often. Olives, grapes, figs, dates, but grapes is something this person sits down to eat a whole bunch of grapes. So now the question is, how do you work it as far as Shinui Makom? So, we've spoken about in the past, when it comes to Shivas Aminim is a machlokes. You have three different levels. You have the, hamoitzi, you have the bread, and then you have the mezonos, and then you have the, Shivas Aminim. In other words, Birchas HaMazon, and you have Al HaMichya, and you have Al HaEitz. In general, the Mishabura comes out that by Birchas HaMazon, of course, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Shinui Makom over there, right? And when it comes to mezonos, also not, but that's the middle level. Even that's a machalikis, but Lamaisa de Gra held with the middle level. Mishabura said we go with that. And then the last one is the Al HaMichya, which was the Al HaEitz, which is on the Shivas Aminim, grapes, figs, and these type of things, which was a machalikis. In other words, do you have to return to the place to make the after bracha, right? Meaning if you have to return to the place, like by Birchas HaMazon, by benching, or by Al HaMichya, you have to return to the place where you finished. So therefore, there's still a connection. Therefore, there is no Shinui Makom. So how do we look at it by the Shivas Aminim on the Al HaEitz? So you have to return back to the place. So it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Bottom line is a machlokes. And Lamaisa Mishabura did come out and saying that one should, as much as possible, be careful to work with it and not to run into a question because of the fact it is a machlokes. So what's the bottom line? I'm eating grapes and assuming that I ate at least a kazayas of the grapes, even though one grape is already running into what we call a barrier. You eat one grape, it's also a machlokes. Does one have to make a Al HaMichya, a Al HaEitz? In general, we don't. Somebody sits down to eat one grape, a full grape. That's also a machlokes because of the fact we have something what's called barrier. You have an entire item, eating an entire item. But assuming the fact, and that's machlokes. So, of course, the Safik brachas, we will not remake the bracha. Okay, we're putting that aside for now, but assuming that a person has to eat the right amount of grapes, that's a full kazayas, and now they establish the place. So the question is, do you have to come back? In general, we say one should be careful to make the Al HaEitz before they leave and the place where they finish eating the one of the Shivas Aminim, let's say in this case our grapes, right? But now let's say they ate the gezayis of the grapes, the Bechtei Achilas Pras under a 4-minute period, and they established the place, and now they technically supposed to be making the afterbrach over there, but now in the middle they ran out. They want to eat more grapes, right? They ate the gezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras under a 4-minute period. Now they have to go out. They'll be back in 10 minutes, whatever. Or a different case, one wants to go and eat by their friend's house more grapes, right? They want to go eat more grapes or pomegranates or whatever the case is, and then they're going to go to their friend's house. So what should they do with the bracha? The bottom line is it's machlokes. Should you make a new bar priya eitz right on the grapes, or should I not make a new bar priya eitz? Or on one of the other Shivas Aminim. So Lamaisa, the Paiskim come out that one should work around it, meaning once you ate the kazayas of grapes and you establish yourself over there and you know you have to leave, make the Al HaEitz. Before you leave the place, make your Al HaEitz, make the after bracha on the grapes that you already ate, assuming again that you ate the share of the kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras under a 4-minute period, and make the Al HaEitz, and then whatever, you get to your friend's house, you continue eating over there, you want to eat more grapes by your friend's house, so then you make a you'll make a bar priya eitz over there. Now the question is, let's say you're coming back, would be the same thing. In other words, I have to run out for 15 minutes, I'll be back, I want to continue eating my grapes. So again, the same thing, make your aloeitz, make your after bracha before you leave. When you come back, then you continue, then you would make a new bracha before you start, make a new bar priya eitz before you start. Right, so that's the best way to work it. Now, of course, also what we've spoken about in the past, it is not considered a brach shen tzricha. You'll say, what do you mean? Why am I making an alho eitz right now? I'm coming back in 15 minutes. I'm going to continue. I got to go somewhere, but I'll be back in 15 minutes. I want to continue eating my grapes. So it's really a brach shen tzricha. No, it's not a brach shen tzricha because of the fact that it's a machloikis. We've spoken about in the past when it's a machloikis, a real machloikis, a poiskim, and we don't know what to do, we try and work around it and get out of the situation. So in this case, again, the same thing. You would make you make an alho eitz, and then when you come back, you do what you have to do. It could be you won't even continue eating grapes, but be it as it may. And the same thing if you go to somebody else's house. Another thing that could be done, if somebody, whatever they did not make for whatever reason before they left, they're coming back, whatever, and then it's, again, a questionable situation, but somebody could take something else, right? You could take an apple, whatever the case is, or something else that the bracha is by repri or eitz, and have that, I have the grape in mind. The best thing is, in that case, one has to be careful, making sure that you have it in mind, that you want to eat it, because of the fact is a kadim, something called kadima bebrachas. We're not going to get into that whole situation right now, but, be it as it may, In general, the best way to go about doing this whole thing, you make the alho eitz before you leave, and then if and when you decide to continue eating the grapes, pomegranates, figs, dates, whatever it is, you're going to eat one of shivas aminim, whether it's at home, your friend's house, wherever it is, then you'll make a separate bayra priya eitz over there, and then alho eitz after you're done over there, assuming you're ready to share. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.